the House was suspended when news of Mr. Ganassi's death reached members, and it's since resumed with the member for Muppet, John Simon, in the Speaker's role. It shocked a great number of people. They said, as far as they knew, Ida Ganassi was a fit and healthy person. They said he had been doing a lot of work and was under a bit of strain lately, but a complete surprise to most MPs this morning.
It's a tremendously sad thing to happen, obviously, and MPs' hearts go out to him and his family, but ordinarily the death of one man wouldn't cause the suspension of a parliamentary sitting. Why was his death so critical in this respect?
Well, because the Speaker of the Parliament, to see Mr. Ganassi was the Deputy Speaker, the Speaker, Theo Zurinok, is actually filling the role of Governor-General while the Governor-General receives medical treatment in Australia. So the Governor-General's recovering from a health scare at the moment. So the Speaker of Parliament's in Government House. That means Mr. Ganassi has been presiding over the Parliament sittings. Last week he presided over the introduction of the Government's 2017 budget, and today everyone was waiting for him to preside over the opposition's formal budget reply, something they didn't get to do last year. And so his death, he collapsed this morning. As I said, it was quite a shock. Everyone thought he was in fairly good health. He collapsed this morning, was taken to a private hospital here in Port Moresby, but was pronounced dead. There wasn't much that could be done to help him, sadly. So, Parliament completely unprepared to lose the Speaker. And when a Speaker dies, I'm told the procedure is that, you know, the National Executive Council needs to meet and appoint another person to fill that role before the sittings can resume.
So what's happening as regards sitting of Parliament now?
So the member for Muppet, John Simons, stepped into that role, and he's presiding over the afternoon sitting of Parliament. The opposition leader, Don Pollyer, a short time ago started making his budget reply speech, addressing the 2017 budget that was introduced last week. And a number of members have also, before he made that speech, he gave his condolences to the family of Ida Ganassi and also the people of the South Fly electorate. The Prime Minister, too, has made a statement to Parliament on Mr. Ganassi's passing, says that it's with great sadness that the House received word. He said he served with distinction, passed on condolences and sympathies to the member's family, and says that the death of a sitting member is always a very sad occasion for the Parliament, which today lost a colleague and a friend.
It's not a very common occurrence, is it, so a sitting MP dying?
No, although there are actually, Western Province has actually had it happen before, and at the moment, sadly, there's only one MP remaining in Western Province because the others have either passed away or have been suspended. So this leaves only Roy Boyama, the member for Middle Fly, as the only MP in Parliament for Western Province. So it's quite a sad state for the people of that province in Parliament in terms of their representation. But it's not actually an unknown event in Papua New Guinea. It has apparently happened before.